You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, for those who don't know, what is the Save the Trains campaign?
Well, we're in favour of having rail as an available transport option, both for people and for freight. And our big concern at the moment is actually the rail ferries. The government cancelled the ferry that the order for replacement ferries that would carry rail and road traffic, you know, trucks and cars across Cook Strait. They're well past their use-by date, as people have probably seen on the news. They keep breaking down and running into things, the current ones we've got, and only one of the five ferries we have right now can actually carry rail, so that trains can drive straight on at one end and drive off at the other end. So we're trying to make sure, there was a contract in place from the last government to buy two brand new bigger ferries that could both take rail and trucks and cars, as well as passengers, and that's been cancelled. So that's what our current campaign is, to try and get those rail ferries replaced, to make sure that the two islands are connected both by rail and road.
Over the last 2 years, there have been numerous mechanical failures regarding ferries from the North and the South Island. What do you think is the case for these mechanical disruptions?
Well, look, for example, one ferry is 27 years old. Not a single one of those ferries was actually built specially for the Cook Strait trade. They're all imported second-hand, whether it's by Kiwi Rail for the inter-islander ferries or by Bluebridge for the private sector ferries. They're old, they're not specifically designed for a very rough piece of water and for pulling into the specific sort of quite tight environments of the shore at both Wellington and Picton. We need sort of purpose-built ferries that are efficient and designed for local use, and that was the plan. So, you know, when you've got old ferries sort of aren't built to meet the needs of your area, then you're bound to have problems like that. And these, the ones we've seen even last week, one ferry losing power in the middle of Cook Strait, just drifting for 3 hours, you're going to see more of that.
And with that, Kiwi Rail has requested a $1.47 billion funding request for the aforementioned Mega Ferries project, which the government has denied. Why do you think this is the case?
Well, the government thinks it's got too expensive, and there's no doubt that if you look at it just in isolation, it's an expensive piece of kit. In fact, that's only about half the total cost. The actual ferries themselves only cost about $1 billion of a $3 billion total. The rest of it is all on building new earthquake-strengthening port facilities at the Wellington and Picton end, and that's what sort of really blew out the budget. But even if you look at that $3 billion, that's only about what they spend on one new single bit of motorway. For instance, the Transmission Gully motorway coming into Wellington was $1.5 billion. And it's only about a third of the length of Cook Strait, the part that the ferries go in. So if you're comparing sort of distances covered and costs, rail ferries were a very good option. But the government has had a sort of a downer on rail generally, obviously on the rail ferries, and has decided it'd much rather spend money on building 10, 12 highways of new highways of national significance, they're calling them, around the country or around the North Island, than they would on connecting the two islands of this country.
So why is it important then that the ferries between the North and the South Island keep running, even at the cost of the taxpayer?
Well, it'll be a lot bigger cost in some ways, because if you don't have rail-enabled ferries that can take rail between the two islands, you can no longer connect the rail networks in the two islands. I mean, plenty of people, the Marlborough Chamber of Commerce from Blenheim just a couple of days ago said it's going to cost more to ship our goods if we have to put them on trucks, send the trucks across Cook Strait on one of the old ferries that only takes trucks. So the economy sort of suffers and people start, you know, goods and services, both in the North Island and South Island, start costing more. A lot of the goods in the North Island that are sold in the North Island, dairy products and many cases other things like that, cost, you know, they have to be shipped up from the South Island. If you've got more expensive shipping and transport costs, that's higher cost for the consumers at the other end, and vice versa coming down south. Also, some of the wagons, in fact, railway wagons, I should say, that are made for use in New Zealand are actually made in the South Island. How are you going to ship them to the north if you don't have a ferry that can actually carry them? And likewise, some of the many of the engines that tow the carriages are made in Lower Hutt in the North Island, and some of them will need to be shipped south. So you've got a sort of a disconnected rail network. But if you don't have efficient ships, even the roading trucking sort of companies will find their costs going up in the future as well. So it's sort of, if you don't have an efficient sort of modern connection between the two islands, both for rail and for road, then you push up the economic cost to both islands. So it might seem like saving money by cancelling that contract, but it's going to cost a lot more in the medium and long term if you don't have that sort of efficient connection. And, you know, plenty of countries with islands have ferries going between the two islands, and they treat it as part of the national highway. Alaska is disconnected from mainland United States, but the ships that run between them run on what's called the highway, the sea highway. It's actually treated by the United States government as a strategic national highway, and it's funded because it connects two parts of that country. And that's how we need to look at things in New Zealand as well.
If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it under the name, quote, "Don't Cast the South Island Adrift. Ensure replacement Cook Strait ferries can carry trains," on our.actionstation.org.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.